what led you to be inspired to become part of the organization?
Sure.
Tell me all about you.
Oh, well, I am originally from Youngstown, Ohio. And my dad, who was a Baptist minister before his passing, was also a Marine.
So you said community outreach. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've done with your community outreach efforts?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for asking that question. So we do a lot of job fairs. We host career and hiring events, and we try to do those all across the Mid-South. So
back to us.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, yes. My baby.
Right. She's back. That's right. That's right.
So I love it. I love that we get the privilege to do that.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy. But it only takes 2 seconds, and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now. I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with entrepreneurs and organization leaders to talk about their story, their mission, and always tips and tricks on how you can do business better or how you can lead your nonprofits in a smarter instead of harder way. We are so thankful to partner with different chamber members and give them this platform to be able to tell their story. And today I have the distinct honor of speaking with Miss Marla Smith Brown, the executive director at Axe Career Center. Thank you for joining us, Miss Marla.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. I'm great. I'm so happy to be here with you.
So before we get started in talking about all the things that Axe does,
yes,
because that will take the entirety of the podcast.
Right.
We need to know your beginnings. We need to know the lady behind the mission, who you are as a person, what led you to be inspired to become part of the organization.
Sure.
Tell me all about you.
Oh, well, thanks for this opportunity. It's so much. Okay, where to begin? I am originally from Youngstown, Ohio, and my dad, who was a Baptist minister before his passing, was also a Marine. And so my parents truly believed in giving back, and my dad worked in the school system, and he saw kind of the gaps, the literacy gaps for children in our community, and he truly believed in service to others. That was instilled in me at a very, very young age. So I was working in my dad and my mom's nonprofit before I even knew I was working in a nonprofit at like the age of 11, whether it was cleaning the building, cleaning computer screens, tutoring the 5 and 6 year olds on reading and just general math. So I think this has been a part of me forever. And I'm just so blessed and so fortunate to be able to continue to walk this journey. I think in my dad's legacy, and I honor him in the work that I do. So again, I'm just so very fortunate to be able to serve at Axe Career Center and just work with the community and share God's love.
I love that so much. Shout out to the parents who instilled a good work ethic. Ooh, words are hard.
Yeah.
And just that passion for serving others.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. Go parents, go dad.
Mm-hmm.
And thank him for his service.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So what did you do professionally before you came on board as executive director?
Oh, my goodness.
What is the business background?
Oh, gosh. So, again, where do I start? Many, many moons ago, and a lot of people don't know this about me, I worked in a very lucrative leadership role in corrections. So I worked for close to 16 years in a private for-profit correctional facility.
All right.
Well, I was all across the U.S., really. And that honestly did not align with, again, who I am as a person. And after my dad's passing, that just became more and more obvious to me, like each and every day. And I had to leave that role and that money because, again, it was not a part of who I was. And while you can do good work anywhere God places you, I knew again that I wasn't walking that the journey that I was supposed to. So once I was delivered from that world, I went into nonprofit work, and I had the great privilege again of working with individuals within Shelby County government, like Anna Wally, who is still a mentor to me even, oh gosh, 20 years later. And so she honestly taught me so much about grant writing, grant administration. And so then I began to pursue my master's in public administration. And again, Anna was always there to help me. She was like, you got a paper to write this week? I can help you. What are you doing? And it was just, you know, that pouring into me that made this work so real and tangible. And so after that, I had the great privilege of serving under Dr. Tracy Hall at Southwest Tennessee Community College. I worked there for a few years, and then I worked for a national nonprofit as a senior director for the Mid-South region. And then I had the great opportunity to become attached to ACTS Career Center, which really, and again, people don't know this, was kind of like a full circle moment, because in other instances, I had had the privilege of working with Penny Nelson, who was, of course, the original executive director there, and she was the founding ED, along with Dr. Orr, of course. I'm just so privileged, like, to stand on the shoulders of giants, right? Because anyone in workforce development in the Mid-South knows Penny Nelson. So there were many times when I would have to call Miss Penny and say, what do you think about this? Or can you help me with this? And again, just to be able to be here now and serve is, like, you know, the young people say it's crazy. It's just, but it's amazing for me.
Yeah. So it is mind-blowing to get to work or even barely know Miss Penny. Like, I've met her a handful of times, but just the number of people that she has helped, the number of lives that she has touched.
Unbelievable.
The passion.
Yes. That's right.
She has left quite the legacy.
Absolutely.
And she attributes every ounce of it to the Lord, and I love that even more.
Definitely.
So, definitely. Yes. Knowing that's perfect segue for where I was headed, the fact that Miss Penny is the one that paved the way for where you are now.
Yes.
And I just, what do you know of the beginnings? What do you know of her inspiration behind this being her mission?
So almost 22 years ago now, we're going into year 22. Wow. Miss Penny, I believe, approached Dr. Orr and said, you know, people need help finding jobs. People need help knowing what to do once they get a job. And so this was born of her love and passion, and of course, Dr. Orr's passion to serve, his commitment to serving everybody. I've never seen anything quite like it. But again, around 22 years ago, they said, let's do this work. ACTS is the acronym for Access Connections to Success.
Love it.
Listen to that.
Love it.
We are helping people access connections to success in a way that's most meaningful for them. It's not what I think they need to do, or, well, this place is hiring right now, just go do that. Mm-mm. We work to serve the whole person, and we want to help them, again, access connections to success in a way that's most beneficial and most meaningful to them.
I love that. So, okay, you mentioned Dr. Orr, or as many, many refer to as Pastor Orr.
Yes, yeah.
So ACTS Career Center is an arm underneath Brown Missionary Baptist Church, this tiny, tiny little church here in South Haven, just, you know, a few thousand members, but full of people that want to fill in the gap, that see a need. And a church that backs them with the passion and the knowledge to go out and do these things.
Right.
Beyond just Axe Career Center, you have the Brown Youth Initiative mm-hmm. that we have been blessed by here at the Chamber. We have had us a handful of interns in the summer.
Yes.
And I think, honestly, with all my heart, that we learned just as much from them as they did from us.
Isn't that beautiful?
That next generation, take the time to talk to that younger generation.
Exactly.
The knowledge mm-hmm. that they have, that they can contribute.
That's right.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Axe Career Center. We're going to get into the Brown Youth Initiative
because
that's awesome. Absolutely. But what can somebody expect when they walk through the doors of Axe Career Center?
They will be greeted with love and compassion because I work with a magnificent team of people whose heart is, again, to serve. That is what we are on this earth to do, truly, to serve our fellow man. And so once you walk into Axe, all you need to do is say what you're there for. Axe can serve the community by providing soft skills training or hard skills training, doing some upskilling, reskilling, because we want to focus on economic stability, right? We mm-hmm. want to get people stable from an economic standpoint, and then we can focus on economic mobility. So all of those things really culminate into what that person needs. Because, again, we serve from a holistic standpoint. Because when people come in looking for employment, we know that often that is not their only need. So we do a skills assessment and we sit down and we walk the journey with people just to find out, again, what their greatest needs are and, again, how we can best support. So if that starts with, hey, I don't have a resume. I need one. We can serve in that way. Or if they have a resume and they want to change careers, we've seen that quite a bit here lately. Mm-hmm. People saying that I've been doing warehouse work and while it's paid my bills, I really want to do something more meaningful and more impactful in my life. How do I go about doing that? We've had a number of retirees of late saying that, yeah, I finished this part of my life, but I'm not done in the workforce. What do I need to do next, or how can I go about that? And so we work to serve from all of those perspectives.
Is there a larger demographic that comes as far as age or specific need that you serve a little bit more often?
Not really. That's a great question, Kristen. It's honestly kind of equal. And I think that is very telling of our times right now. Yeah. People want to be employed. They want to be in the workforce. And again, those who have had the opportunity after 25, 30 years of serving in one role don't want to stop working. They just want to move and do something different. So I think it's kind of even across the board. Over the last year and a half, we've served upwards of 2,400 people. And that is through community outreach, through direct impact services. And I would venture to say it's about even.
So yeah. You said community outreach. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've done with your community outreach efforts?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for asking that question. So we do a lot of job fairs. We host career and hiring events, and we try to do those all across the Mid-South. So we do them here in South Haven, but we also do them in Memphis and Shelby County because, again, we know that we serve the entire Mid-South. That is one of Pastor Orr's calling cards. We serve everyone, no matter the need, no matter the location. we want to reach the entire Mid-South community. And so we do that again through hiring events, and through even like our online training sessions. We recently had an Excel training class that really was very well attended, and I think it exceeded my expectations.
I didn't know about that. Yeah. I should have been in on that.
Me too. Exactly.
You need to put me on the list for the next one.
I sure will. I sure will. Because Excel is not my friend. No. I really should have participated in that class myself.
I use it all the time, and I feel like I have barely scratched the surface of what it can do.
Exactly.
And it terrifies me.
Me too. Me too. That's right. So, yeah, we do that through online sessions, in-person sessions, hiring events. We can even do like curated hiring events for employer partners that say we are looking for this type of person with this specific skill set. We will definitely host that event for them, that hiring event, and pull together all of our resources and our network of individuals that we've provided assistance to that have been vetted. And so we work to serve not just those seeking employment, but employer partners as well.
All right. So I am a business owner. Mm-hmm. I want to be one of those employer partners.
Sure.
What does that look like? How do I do that? What would be required of me to get involved that way?
Just reach out to us. Visit us online. You can just fill out our contact form, mm-hmm. and we will get right back to you. We take great pride, my team and I, in really doing our best to reach back out within 24 to 48 hours. That's kind of a mandate. So employer partners, just visit us online at xcareercenter.org. Go to our contact us page. Let us know what your needs are, and we will circle back immediately.
Amazing, amazing. I love that you are serving. And when you say everybody, yes. it goes beyond those that need employment resources.
Right.
You're even leaning towards the actual business owners mm-hmm. to put together the right people.
That's right.
So you're building the connections and not just, yes, this person needs a job, this person is hiring.
Right.
But you're training exactly. and fitting them properly.
Exactly. That vetting process is critically important to us because for our employer partners, we consider this community our family, right?
Absolutely.
And so we want to positively affect their bottom line. We know that with turnover, there are additional costs associated with that. Mm-hmm. We want to help. We want to help provide you with a properly vetted team member, and we're going to go ahead and call them a new team member because we're sure that you will find success with those individuals that have been through kind of our vetting process.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
And that's an incredible thing because as a business owner, if you're investing the time, the money, the resources right. to train this person, you want them to be there. You want them that's to right. be a new team member.
Exactly.
To stay for the long haul.
Yes.
Because there's right. too many times you go to this particular staffing company or this. Now, some of them, just like yourself, see it as a mission and make those positive connections.
Right, right.
And too many of them don't.
That's right.
And they go through this process of investing all of this time and effort
mm-hmm.
only to have them not last 90 days.
Correct. Exactly.
To get into it and realize this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
But working together with somebody like you who has that mission mm-hmm. and even that perspective of that background for the ones that are transitioning.
Right.
Completely transitioning right. to a new type of
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
You're like, I done been there. I know all about that. This mm-hmm. is what we're going to do.
Exactly.
I love
That's
it.
Right.
That's amazing. When you came on board doing that in mm-hmm. that transition, was there ever a point that you were, I don't know if this was the right call? Was there ever a moment of hesitation? Because while it's great and fulfilling mm-hmm. and you're doing the Lord's work and you're right. knowing you're in your place now.
Right.
That transition couldn't have been as smooth as you made it sound a minute ago.
You know, for every challenge, there's a victory. And I have to call on my faith, Kristen. I do. in that, I know that God is ordering our steps.
Yes.
So no matter what that challenge looks like, sometimes It takes a minute. You said this to me earlier. It takes a minute where you take a step back, you breathe, pray about it, and your answer comes. It comes eventually. And so you just stay the course, be steadfast and unmovable. Yes, and ma'am. Again, I think that is part of my Marine training from my dad, in that he always taught me that there's nothing you can't accomplish. And with God on your side, there's nothing you can't do.
That's so right.
Yeah.
Can't nobody close the door that the Lord opened.
Amen. That's right.
I love it.
That's right.
All right. We could do this all day.
All day, for okay. sure.
All right, I'm gonna circle back. I okay. mentioned earlier about your Brown Youth Initiative.
Yes.
Everybody needs to know about this Brown Youth Initiative.
Yes.
Please tell us. Tell us all the things so I can brag on some of these babies.
Oh, my goodness. So I think BYI, or the Brown Youth Initiative, is, oh boy, it's hard work. I love our students in BYI. They are so intelligent, so amazing. And it's like you said earlier, Kristen, I learn from them as much as I pray they may learn from me and yes. the employer partners that we connect them with. So BYI is, again, our summer youth employment program, where we connect with youth and young adults in the area, ages 14 to 21. We may kick that up even to 24 this year, but we have historically served in this region in connecting students with real-time workforce development opportunities. Mm-hmm. So giving them the great privilege to work here at the Chamber, to work with some of our other partners like at Gastro One. Oh my goodness, it is just miraculous. And amazing. We even had some students who said that they wanted to be real estate agents. So we partnered with an entity, Keller Williams, who they walked alongside and worked with a couple real estate agents this past summer. And it was just, it's amazing. It is amazing to see the growth. And at our culmination, our graduation event, just to see the, oh my gosh, the positive change in those who participated. It's overwhelming. And I don't care how you go in and you try not to cry at the end, you're going to have some waterworks, because it's just truly such beauty
yes.
in working with our next generation. And while they're working, again, and they're getting paid, it is still an act of service for them. Yes. And watching them grow. And, oh my gosh, at X, I kept two interns for our program this year. And to hear them talk about it at the end of the summer, they were like, I don't know that I've ever made so many phone calls. Because, you know, kids these days are texting or they're yes. online talking. But, again, with X, we want to speak to people. We want to speak into their situation. And our interns were like, I don't know that I've ever made so many phone calls or will ever again in life. But it was so much fun. We had a great time. It was an amazing summer. And so we're going to kick off early this year. I'm saying that, and I think I have Pastor Orr's approval on that. We're going to start in February with our search for students who want to participate and our search for new employer partners. We are stepping up our game this year, and last year we had about 75 student participants. This year we want to do 125.
Bring it on.
So, yes, that's right. I love it. Students, come on, find us. You can look at BYI information, again, on the website. Employer partners, same thing. Please reach out to us on the website. We can't wait. We're very excited about 2026.
So am I. I love yes. this so much, because I can say personally, mm-hmm. as being one of those that were recipients of some of the interns, the impact that I've seen in the growth in those young ladies yep. the first year.
Mm, yep.
I won't name yep. names because I ain't going to get off into that. Right. I don't know. Legality stuff. Who knows?
Right.
But our first young lady, precious, mm-hmm. quietest, most meek demeanor.
Yeah.
Terrified to answer a phone
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
by the end of her session with us,
yep.
like a pro. Yep. Followed mm-hmm. up with her a little while later. She's working part-time at the college she attends at their front desk answering beautiful. The phone.
Again,
never in a million years would she have thought she'd be doing that.
Exactly.
But we called to check on exactly. her, and she's the one that answers the phone.
Wow.
I'm like, Girl, stop.
Exactly. Magnificent. Again, it is speaking life into situations and life into our next generation. It's amazing.
Yes. And then the next year, I had the privilege, we had a new young lady, same thing. She was a little bit younger, so she just didn't know what she didn't know.
Right.
And so she came into this and she was literally like a little Cocker Spaniel puppy, like just in it for the adventure. And she was ready to do whatever.
Awesome.
Terrified of all of it, but jumping in anyway.
Exactly.
And I think the biggest thing that blessed my heart was this year when she requested to come back to us.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, my baby.
Right. She's back. That's right. That's right.
So I love it. I love that we get the privilege to do that.
Yes. Amen. So, amen. Thank you. But you know what? No, thank you. We need employer partners like the South Haven Chamber, where we know we're sending students who may not have the experience they need, but you're willing to invest in them.
Yes.
Professionally and personally, they walk away better.
Yes.
And that in and of itself is a miracle and a gift. And so, again, we thank all of our employer partners, but especially the chamber, because I know anyone that we send here is in a supportive environment of people who care.
Yes, ma'am.
It means all the world to us.
My passion and my mission. Yes. Ma'am. I love that so much. So, is there a particular testimony from, and it could be from either side, from the BYI or just from your people at ACTS, someone that really spoke to your heart, like you were reignited with your why that you do what you do because of something that has happened?
Oh, so that's kind of hard to answer because you know what? I experience that every day.
Yes, ma'am.
Every single day, I am so blessed to have those types of experiences. So one thing that I must mention, and it's our signature program, if you will, but it is our Increasing Opportunities Now program, or ION. We call it ION, which is a federally funded program. And it is a workforce development program for, again, youth and young adults. This one's ages 18 through 24 who have had some type of interaction with the justice system.
Okay.
So these are youth and young adults who are, even at that early age, needing kind of a second chance, right?
I love that.
And so we recently graduated our first cohort, but to see their excitement, anticipation for the future, again, after finishing a two-week evidence-based curriculum, and those sessions are not easy. You have to, it's classroom work. And we know everybody doesn't like classroom work, but they do it. And they were very successful at it. So just to see those participants and their family members come out to our most recent graduation touched my heart. And they all have so much to share. It would take me 2 hours, and I know we don't have that much time, Kristen. But just to see the excitement in their faces, in their moms, in their siblings' faces to know that, hey, this is something you accomplished, you did great at it, and now we're on to the next step of actually placing them with employer partners. One young man who, and I won't say his name, but he is, oh, he's special. He's so wonderful. He calls like his case manager, our case management coordinator, like probably every other day, if not every day, just to check in. And you know what? That support system, knowing that support system has become so important to him, is life-changing. And it's life-changing for myself and my team that are doing this work because it means something clicked. Something, some piece of the work, some portion of the programming clicked for him. Yeah. And so we're just out of serving and walking in gratitude ourselves, knowing that we're, I'll use Brown's kind of hashtag, changing lives, making a difference each and every day. So we're just super excited and looking forward to the future. So for ION, for BYI, and even just the general community that we serve with employment and workforce development skills.
So how many programs do you guys have under that?
Oh, so many.
Arm of Brown. I know there's so much. I mean, there's a business support for entrepreneurs. That I've been to a few events through that because I was introduced to it by Denise Silas.
Yes, yes.
Name a few that I don't know about.
All right. What else? So that is that's pretty much all encompassing. So again, we have the ION program, Increasing Opportunities Now, BYI, or the Brown Youth Initiative. We just have our everyday general support where people can call and or make appointments. Or we're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday by appointment. Just come on to 880 State Line Road East. Somebody will be there to assist you. And so we are, of course, supporting entrepreneurs. That's something that we're going to build on in 2026 with the SBDC and even folks, lovely folks like Denise, who help us, you know, walk people and talk people through those first steps of becoming a business owner, how to succeed in business, how to create that right business plan that's going to work for you,
yes,
what your heart work is, what your mission and vision is, because that's a very singular thing. You know, we can look at, no disrespect to ChatGPT and stuff like that, because it has its place, but we want to connect people with the right resources,
yes,
and think people that they can go back to say, hey, I tried this. Ah, it didn't work the way I expected it to. How do I regroup?
Yes.
And so we serve across kind of those four areas, again, just to serve the entire community.
I love so much the passion and the story behind all of this and how these programs are literally organically developed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I absolutely am honored that we get to be a part of that, to have you and our chamber family. I know that you feel like you are so blessed, but since I came on board, I've been as an employee with the chamber for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I owned my own business previous to that, so I've been involved in it. But to now be on the other side of the table and to be able to give back and to serve.
Yes.
I know how blessed you feel every day.
Absolutely.
Because I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because I want to be that person to be of service. I want you to call me and say, hey, I'm struggling today.
Right.
Not in my business, but I'm just struggling today. Right. Do that. Call me any day.
Okay.
Whether, you know, you're a chamber member or not. I could have met you at some other event.
Right.
You're a sister to somebody I was doing a ribbon cutting for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
she's
right.
Family.
Yes.
You're family.
Oh, beautiful.
I want to know about your kids. I want to know about their soccer game last week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how I can support you as a person.
Absolutely.
Because you're treating the whole person.
Yep.
And we are on the same mission, honey.
That's right, Kristen.
And fueled
That's
by right. the same person, too.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
I'm so Absolutely. Thankful that you came on and just told your story.
Thank you.
And Thank you. Fun fact that I didn't know about you and your corrections officer life. Okay.
Yep, yep.
There you go. Now, y'all, I got it out of her. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, for listening to this incredible story and this incredible mission. Brown Missionary Baptist Church is making some waves in our community and changing lives one step at a time. Reach out to them. Go to their website. If you want to be a business partner to give monetarily to these initiatives, to take advantage of the interns, I can't speak highly enough about that. And if you have any questions about it, of course, reach out to Miss Marla or her team. Reach out to us. We'd be happy to tell you our firsthand experiences of all the things. Thank you so much. And we will see you in the next episode. Hit subscribe at the bottom there so you don't miss it, though. Hit subscribe right there. All right. See y'all later. Bye, guys. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.